I'm Marcus Smith, and this is Constant Wonder. Advent has culminated in the holy night. At last, Christmas has come. On this special day, before the stillness and reverence of Advent and the silent holy night slip all too soon from memory, I have a small gift for you. It's a poem that I'll offer at the very end of today's segment to complete our Advent experience here on Constant Wonder, a reading of 16 short lines I penned many years ago, during the 2012 Advent season, in fact. Before I read for you, though, to introduce things properly, I'd like to reflect on what for me is a weighty riddle, a mighty mystery when it comes to awe or wonder. What sets apart unspeakable transcendent experience from anything speakable? Will we ever find words truly equal to experiences that we characterize as beyond words? Is beyond words just an expression? For people getting to know us at Constant Wonder, we commonly introduce the notion that transcendent awe, by its very nature and its very essence, escapes the grasp of language. We often also convey in our stories and conversations with our guests that this kind of wonder lies beyond words, in a truly incomprehensible realm of experience that becomes sacred or holy to us as we try to apprehend it. Our guest Gail Boss, from whom we heard several times during this series, had this to say.
I think all awe, if it's truly awe, is sacred. There isn't any other kind.
I would add to her words only that encounters with wonder or awe, such as in the story of Christ's nativity, are not just figuratively beyond words, but literally so. In the presence of the divine, we find ourselves speechless, wordless, as tongue-tied as Zacharias emerging from the temple after Gabriel's visitation. Indeed, Luke's account sets up this tension in a dramatic way. "I am Gabriel," said the angel, "that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed." Imagine the paradox of tidings from heaven that cannot be spoken. I hardly need to tell you, a podcast relies on words and does not shy away from conversation. Still, our very best words are utterly futile in instances of awe, if it's truly awe, quoting Gail Boss there, when we find ourselves in the presence of any marvel of creation, be it a painted turtle, solar eclipse, angel, or burning bush. Without a doubt, there's a paradox lying at the heart of Constant Wonder. It's this: the greater the wonder, the less useful our words. So as I read, reflect with me on the nature of inexplicable divine mystery that verbal expression cannot capture. Think perhaps about perplexing beauty or wonder of your own ineffable, sublime moments, experiences that are both real and beyond words, such as the miraculous birth of a child. Nativity. Another year has gone, and come is winter snow. Yet deep beyond my past, one winter, long ago, a blazing star arose to melt the frozen sky. A maiden's heart intoned a silent lullaby. bright tears of joy alone, saying what she could not speak. The prayerful thoughts of gentle Mary drained and weak, and did she not by heart rehearse the angel's word? All earth would know her helpless infant as their Lord. No human art can paint for me that midnight scene. No mortal voice depict her hopeful heart, serene. Yet o'er this mother silent, stunned by wordless joy, immortal heavens loud extolled her stirring boy. Break forth tonight again, bright hosts in white array. Once more rejoice as then. Adore this babe, I pray. And then recede to silence, empty out the sky, and leave to Mary's part a winter lullaby. Wishing you heaven's choice blessings on this Christmas day, I'm Marcus Smith for Constant Wonder.
Please take a second to subscribe to the Constant Wonder podcast. Join us year-round on our ongoing quest to find wonder and awe in all creation. Constant Wonder is a production of BYU Radio. Merry Christmas.